Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Welcome to Madhuban. Welcome for the last Murli of this season. Welcome to your unlimited Brahmin family. Madhuban is the land of transformation. It is the land of taking blessings from God. It is the land where you fill yourself with so much power from Baba that you then go and shower, as Baba says, this is the ocean. The clouds come to the ocean, fill themselves, and then go and shower. Especially in the places where it's very dry. And also Baba says this is the place which is the powerhouse. You come here to charge yourself. So Madhuban is the land where God comes. Madhuban is the land where you are able to make this determined thought that yes, I am going to change and I'm going to do what Baba wants me to do. So Madhuban is the land of transformation. Madhuban is also the land of determination. So I have kept this topic, determination, the key to success. According to today's blessing. Because unless there is determination to do something, you will really never go for it. It's like taking the first step. You have to go on a long journey, but that long journey or reaching that destination where you want to go starts with the first step of determination. Without determination you can keep on procrastinating. Okay, I'll go tomorrow, I'll do tomorrow, I'll do another day, I'll do it another time. And it can also lead to a lot of laziness, carelessness, postponing, and sometimes when you keep on postponing, you are never able to accomplish anything. So if you want to accomplish anything, you have to have the first determined thought that I am going to do it, I will do it. And then to underline that determination, you use the word, come what may. Let anything happen. I may have to even die, but I will not give up my religion, as it was today's blessing. So determination means that. Determination means now or never. Because something, if it's not now, it will never be done. And Baba says that if it's something negative, if it's something bad, if it's something wrong, then no harm in postponing it. Maybe you cannot stop it immediately, but you can definitely postpone something which is harmful, which is wrong, which is not good, which can give a lot of sorrow. You can definitely postpone it, because you always have a choice whether to do it or to not do it, whether to go ahead for it or not to go ahead for it. So the first step is a very crucial step. And when you take that first step with the thought that yes, it is beneficial, it is good for humanity, it is good for mankind, it's good for the benefit of all, then don't look back. This is in every field, any field of profession. This is the most important thing which everyone is told. And also in spiritual life, this is the most important thing. And therefore Baba always says, whatever Baba tells us, he gives us the Srimat. Sometimes he gives us directions, instructions, advice, suggestions. It's all for our benefit. There can never be a doubt that whatever Baba is saying will be beneficial or not, whether it will help me or not, whether it will be good for me or not. You can never doubt it. Because who is saying it? Just like in the Gita, God told so many things to Arjuna so that he would stand up, pick up the bow and arrow and start fighting. But then Arjuna was giving many excuses and trying to show that actually he was not ready to fight. Many excuses, it's all in the Gita. The whole Gita is based on that, on the different excuses Arjuna is giving to God, and God is trying to make him be determined to fight the war. But ultimately when God sees that Arjuna is not understanding, he is giving so many excuses, then God gives him his vision and makes him realize, who is telling you this? It's not a human being telling you this. Because a human being, maybe he is not Trikaldarshi, maybe he doesn't know how beneficial it is, maybe it could be harmful too, because he is not Trikaldarshi, he is not the knower of three aspects of time, and therefore you do not want to always accept what human beings tell you, because you want to use your intellect and you think it's not good for you, although somebody else may tell you it is good. But your understanding says it's not good. So you don't want to do it, you don't want to follow his suggestion or advice. But then if God tells you, can you postpone it? Can you think twice whether you should do it or not? Because first of all there's a faith that whatever God tells me is for my benefit, and I can never give an excuse. If I give an excuse, it will harm only me and not anybody else. It's not that God will be benefited, I will be benefited. So for my sake, I should do it. And therefore, when Arjuna realized that, who is telling him all this? Then he gave up giving excuses. He bowed before Krishna, and folded his hands in respect at his feet and said, "Now I have realized my mistake. All these were only excuses. I will now do whatever you tell me to do." Because God was telling him again and again, "Give up your attachment, give up your attachment." Why was Arjuna not ready to fight? Because his attachments. And therefore God was telling him in different ways how to give up his attachment, which he was not willing to give up. And according to the sequence, the first point God gave him was so that he could give his attachment up quickly, easily. He told him, "Don't see them as physical bodies. Don't see them as your relatives, because relative means attachment. My possessiveness, attachments. Just see them as a soul, that's all. Then you will not be attached." But then Arjuna saying, "How can I see them as a soul? I see them in this physical form, my uncle, my guru, my this, my that, my brother, my cousin. You know, how can I see them as a soul? I don't see the soul. I see only the body. And therefore, how can I do it? How can I kill my own kinsmen, my own relatives, with whom I have a blood relationship? How can I kill them?" Well, of course, we know this is all, it has got a significance. And therefore, some people think that it is a physical war. But how can I give up my attachment? And then God tells them, "No, see them as a soul. Then you will not do anything else. Because the soul never dies. It's only the body which dies. This body is perishable. So see them as a soul, then you will not think that I'm killing them." And then again, Arjuna says, "But even if I see them as a soul, but still it's killing, no? It's killing them." And then God tells him, "Remember your religion. Who are you? You are a warrior. A warrior, once he has made up his mind, he has promised, he will never go against his promise." You know, that's why it is said, according to the blessing also, "You may die, but don't give up your religion." But religion here means your promise. Religion is not the bodily religions. Religion means your dharma, the truth. Religion means your values, that which you inculcate, that is the real religion. It's not just a physical thing. And therefore, as you have made this promise, how can you go against your promise? You're a warrior. And the warrior clan in India was very well known for this, that once the Kshatriyas, once they said something from their mouth, they never went back against that promise. Even if they had to die for it, but they never went against that promise. It was like do and die. That's why there are so many stories of the warriors of India, the Kshatriyas of India, and all the kings who ruled in India. They were the Kshatriyas. Actually, he must have come from Silver Age, Copper Age, you know, that same clan. But in Copper Age, what happened was that the clans were divided according to their occupations. Kshatriyas were the warrior clan. They used to fight for the king. I mean, the king was the warriors, so only the warriors were the kings, and they had their men. The Brahmins were looking after the religion, you know, writing scriptures, reading scriptures, so protecting the religion. Kshatriyas were protecting the country. The Vaishyas were the merchant class, the business class. And they had to do business and in that way protect the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas. And the Shudras were the working class. who were working for the either for the Brahmins or for the Kshatriyas or for the business class. So the working class. And they were the Shudras. So each one had their own separate occupation. And each one respected each occupation. But the Brahmins were considered the highest class, where they were protecting the religion, teaching the people and the society to not go against disciplines. And therefore, the warriors were always in the forefront, facing the enemies. And once they made a determined thought, they never went against it, even if they had to die. The wives would apply a tilak on the forehead of the husband and tell the husband, come back victorious or never mind, die on the battlefield if you are being defeated. Better die there than come back defeated alive. You know how brave the women were. So they used to apply the tilak of victory on their forehead and tell them, come back victorious. I want to see you victorious. But then many would definitely die on the battlefield. But then how the women would sacrifice themselves on the pyre of the dead husband, so that they didn't want to live, they didn't want to see another man. So how truthful they were to their husbands. So this is called better, I may die, but I never give up my promise or my religion. So when Baba says that you children also make promises and you have to keep up to your promises. Every year we make resolutions. And many people very interestingly say resolutions or promises are made to be broken. People make those promises in order to break them. Well, if you are wanting to break your promise, then you better not make a promise. Promise means a promise. And therefore Baba says, determination means a promise. And you keep the promise, you make the determination, you take one step forward, and Baba is there to give you 100-fold help. So one step forward of yours and 100-fold help from Baba. But it cannot be that I don't keep the courage of that determined thought or my pledge, my promise, because pledge, promise, determination, resolution, all this is based on courage. You will never do it without courage. If it's just meant to be like that, without the courage, then you'll break it, that promise. But if it is with the courage, that's what we call as determination, then Baba is there to help you. But then one has to be very strong internally to make that determination, to keep that courage. Because if one is not strong and he's trying to keep the courage, but he will not be able to fulfill it. So that courage will not come from outside. It will come only from inside. Physically, well, sometimes we don't keep that. We are not able to have the courage, you know. I want to carry 20 kilos suitcase, but I don't have the physical strength. I will not be able to carry. I will not say, okay, no, I have the courage and try to pick up 20 kilos suitcase. I'll break my bones, I'll fall down. Because physically I'm not strong. Or probably I am not only physically not strong, but I have a weak heart. And the doctor tells me, don't pick up any weight, don't pick up too much weight, don't walk much, don't climb a high hill, you know, you must be walking flat and don't carry any weight. And you say, no, I have the courage, and Om Shanti. It can happen. So we have to follow the doctor's advice. when it comes to physical strength. But spiritual strength, you don't need doctor's advice. Spiritual strength is something different. It is facing situations, it is facing Maya, it is facing your internal weakness. Because Maya comes in the form of weakness first inside, before it comes outside. It's never always outside. It's my own inner weakness which is the cause of the external situations. But if internally I am courageous, like we see Dadi Janki, she is a wonderful soul. How physical, she has no strength at all, to tell you frankly. It's so difficult for her to even walk. Now she can't walk. It's very difficult, even a few steps. So she has to be brought on a wheelchair. But her determination is so strong. You know, many tell her, Dadi, don't go up the mountain, Dadi, let everybody come down. No, I will go up. That courage is there. No, I will meet everybody. No, yes, I will do this. This morning, Dadi came at about 12 o'clock, about 12:30, and she sat in the courtyard and said, I will give toli to everybody. Hansa told her, Dadi, so many people have come from Shantivan, you'll give toli to everybody? Yes, I will give. And then she started giving. At least 50 people, 100 people she gave. And then she's asking, how many more? Hansa's telling her, Dadi, another few hundred more. Acha, that many. Dadi, why did you start giving? I said, okay, I'll give. And really, she gave. Who were there in the morning? In the morning, who were there to take toli from Dadi in the courtyard? So, and then Hansa went telling Dadi, okay, you're giving now, but don't go and give in the evening. Dadi said, keep quiet. You know, although she doesn't have that physical strength, but the inner strength is helping her. And that inner strength is giving her that help too. And Baba's help is of course tremendous there. And the love and the blessings, you know, that's making her move. That's all. Because the determination is there. Determination is not lost. And therefore determination is the key to success. Without that you cannot even take the first step. So why sometimes Brahmins fail? Because the determination is not there. So, you know, today's blessing, I brought the murli and I was very much pulled towards the blessing. And you must have paid attention to it. May you have the determination to celebrate the transformation ceremony by making the complete sacrifice. So without the complete sacrifice, you can't have the transformation ceremony. And all that is impossible without determination. And Baba wants us to change. Doesn't Baba want us to change? Baba wants us to become like Him. So how will we become like Him? Baba says, don't have tension, but have attention. Because I have to change, can give a lot of tension, because it's just in thoughts. And when you're thinking that I have to do this, I have to do that, without really doing anything, that can cause a lot of tension. And therefore Baba says, don't say attention, but say attention, use the A word first. So somebody asked me, what does this A stand for? So it's a long list. What does that A before tension? No? Attention. What does that A stand for? And you can make a long list. You can see in the dictionary. All those words, alertness, accuracy, you know, you can make a list. A, which goes with A. All this is the part of the A for attention. Because if that A is not there, the first alphabet is not there, then you can't think of other alphabets. you may forget other alphabets. But if you are remembering the first alphabet, then you know it's easy to remember all the alphabets. Sometimes we start from the middle of the alphabets and then we get mixed up. But if you are starting right from A, then everything becomes easy to remember everything. So those who want to memorize, they also never forget the first sentence. So first sentence, if they remember, then all of the sentences come very easily. The first, you know, we have very interesting lectures on memory power. So memory power, how they remember, so many words they have to remember. And but they in that, to remember everything, all those words, they activate their subconsciousness. And subconsciousness understands only pictures, the subconsciousness. Mind can remember things, but then mind can forget, but the subconsciousness is activated, then through pictures, everything comes to the mind. That's memory power. So all the words are mentioned and then the pictures are being formed, and then as you are going through that sequence of the pictures, everything is remembered, which may be impossible to remember otherwise. So it starts with the first alphabet, the first line. That's why many people, when they forget, again they go back to the first line, and then everything is remembered. So for attention, for that determination, again, alertness, accuracy, active. Think of all the words which start with A, and immediately the determination will come. And once the determination comes, then there is no looking back. Even those who run a race, it has to start with that first determination to go into the swimming pool, to run a race, to start something new. It will not start until there is determination inside. I will do it. That's the determination. So come what may, underlining that word determination, and then the transformation begins. And then how Baba, in order to give us that strength to go on, Baba keeps on giving us the love. Baba keeps on giving us the love. Yes, child, you can do it. It is possible. You can do it. Go ahead. Nothing is difficult. Everything is easy. You did it in the last kalpa. You know, when you are running a race, in the middle there are so many people to encourage you. But if somebody is there to discourage you, immediately you can go down. So it's all in the mind. You know the story of it comes in the management stories, that how there was a race of frogs. They had to, you know, climb the hill, and they all started climbing. But then there were so many people there who were discouraging them. You won't make it to the top. You won't make it to the top. You will fall. You can't do it. Not possible for you. You'll fall. Be careful. Be careful. You will fall. And the toads started falling. But one toad reached. And then later on it was asked, how is that he reached and no other toad reached? Because he was deaf. He was deaf. he could not listen to anyone. Yeah, he was deaf, and therefore he didn't know what people were saying. Well, this is just a story, but then it has got a great significance, because people can discourage you. All that could be part of Maya, those who discourage you. There are so many stories in the scriptures about this. But those who were determined, they did not pay attention to that discouragement. There were others who were encouraging. So they only heard those who were encouraging and not those who were discouraging. Because discouragement can be much more than encouragement. Brahmins will encourage you, but Those who are not Brahmins, they'll discourage you. You won't do it. No, you can't do it. It's impossible for you. How can you do it? You will lose your health. You lose this. You lose this. But you say, no. Who is telling me? Baba is telling me. God is telling me. That's why in every Murli, when Baba starts speaking, he always reminds the children, who is telling you this? Who is telling you? Who is in front of you? So, when we forget this, then, oh, how will I do it? Not possible. But when we remember, Baba is telling me, God is telling me, it's not going to harm me at all. It will be beneficial for me. And then Baba gives us so much love while telling us to do something. He doesn't just tell us like a dictator, you have to do it, you have to do it. No, he tells us with so much love. He says, children, you can do it. You had it, done it last kalpa. It's not impossible, it is not difficult, it is not that it is something new. Baba gives us a knowledge of the drama. Baba gives us a knowledge of how the soul has this record. Baba gives us a knowledge of our original stage. You were that. Baba awakens our self-respect. Children, nothing is impossible. So Baba gives us that self-respect by praising us, by telling us what we really are in our original nature. So we have to just revive that. We have to just awaken that. Because this drama is nothing but remembrance and forgetfulness. When we remember, it's everything for us. When we forget, it's nothing for us. In India there are, you know, in the earlier days there used to be many films on this. A very, very rich man, very rich man. Lots of wealth he had. Very good mansions, big houses, lots of land, very rich. And one day he met with an accident. And his brain was injured. But in that he lost all his memory. He lost all his memory. And he was in the hospital and he was crying and crying and crying and crying. He didn't know anyone. He lost his memory. Oh, he's such a rich man, everything he has. Where am I? Why am I here? I'm so poor. He started telling all the wrong, bad things about himself. I'm very weak, I'm very this, I'm that. And doctors were saying, no, nothing is wrong with you. It'll take you only a few days and you'll recover. You have everything, nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. Everything will come back. But he was crying and crying because he had forgotten everything, whatever he had. And then he was recovering, and he was doing his normal thing, but he had forgotten all the past. And then one day got another accident. And in that accident, what happened after the first accident was all forgotten. You can understand. So what happened during that period after the first accident, all the sorrow and the suffering and the crying and the everything forgotten. And he came back to the origin. So that's what has happened to us, no? Hasn't it? Hasn't the same thing happened to us? We were in the golden age, full of happiness. All the virtues were in us. We were so contented. We were the masters of the world. We had everything. But then, it's a game of remembrance and forgetfulness. But when we came in copper age, everything was forgotten. We forgot our deity qualities because Maya attacked us. It's very interesting. The First Testament in the Bible tells us the story of paradise lost. So Adam and Eve in paradise, they had everything. Nothing was lacking in paradise. But God had forbidden them for one thing. and then how they went against that promise, and then they got the curse. Huh? It's a big story, you all know it. So it's not that God is going to curse us, but it is Maya who curses us, and it's Maya's rule for half a kalpa, and in that curse everything is forgotten, what we were in golden age and silver age. And then we start losing everything, we start losing. But then at the confluence age, Baba reminds us again, children, you remember who you were, what you were? But nothing is lost. You can get back everything. It's all just merge and emerge. That's all. So what is determination? It is just emerging what has been merged. So that strength is not gone. The physical strength comes from outside. If somebody has very less, blood, his hemoglobin is very low, okay, take iron tablets, take this tonic, take some vitamins, then you will get back. Or they inject blood also, they give blood to patients because that much hemoglobin is needed or whatever is needed for the body. So that comes from outside. But this inner strength, it does not come from outside. It has to come through our thoughts. And these thoughts will come only when that awareness is there. Yes, I had it. I was it. And I can become again. And that determination means the first step, the courage. There are many who don't have that courage. You know what they tell in bhakti also, they tell God, God, you help me. And God says, have the courage, then I'll help you. And they say, oh God, I don't even have the courage. I don't have the courage to, so give me the courage to, and the help to. Now Baba will say, that's not possible. I give only when you give something. Because again, this is karma philosophy. You get only what you give. You will not get unless you give. Even on the path of bhakti, they say, supposing, a child is there and the child is not taking fruits, not taking milk. Children don't like all that. So, the moment the child sees fruits, no. He wants only cake and pastries and fast food and all that. So, in India, there's a saying that maybe he has not donated all that. So, what they do, they make the child donate fruits. Donate milk. So if they give something with their hand, then they will take it too. So if they are not eating, it means they are not donated, no? So they make the child donate first. Because only on giving you will receive. This is karma philosophy. Whatever you give, that will come back to you. Whatever you give this with this hand, you will get it with this hand. And also in that, whatever you give, don't make a show of it. Don't expose it. I have given so much. Give it only incognito. Incognito. Because if you make a show of it, the return will be reduced. Because you do it, if you make a show of it, means you have done with ego. Means only those who have ego, they make a show of everything of what they do. So don't do it with that ego. Because if you do it with ego, then the return will reduce. Do it as incognito as possible, without even the thought that I'm giving something or I'm donating something. And then the return will be multi-million-fold. But you cannot receive without giving. So what is determination? What is promise? What is courage? It is giving. Baba doesn't need anything physical from us, but the courage and the determination to change, and that comes from inside. And the strength comes from inside. Baba's help comes also inside. And the miracle happens and you say, how it happened? Oh, it was Baba's help. So Baba's help will come only with courage. It doesn't come as a magic. But because you kept the courage, that's why you receive Baba's help. You know, very often we say, oh, it was Baba's help. Baba's help all the time. But if you go into the root of that, the help came because you kept the first step forward. You gave the courage. You had the courage to do it. If you would not have had the courage, the help wouldn't have come. And the help was because of your courage. But then, don't have that ego, oh, because of my courage I got the help. No, surrender that also to Baba. Baba helped. So don't remember your first step, but remember the help you received. Of course it was because of your courage. Because karma philosophy says you will get only what you give. So you help yourself, then God will help you. God helps those who help themselves. So to help the self means that to keep the courage. The child also starts learning to walk only when it takes its foot up and puts it ahead. Only then it will learn to walk. If the child is not wanting to take the first step of courage, it will never learn to walk. You know, I went to a hospital where they were giving artificial limbs. I was taken there and I had to, give a lecture to the physically retarded, physically disabled people. And some had an artificial arm, some had artificial legs, artificial. And I had to give a lecture to them. They were mentally very strong, but physically like handicapped. Nowadays we don't use the word handicapped. Handicapped is a very negative word. So physical challenged, this is the word used, which is more positive. So I had to speak to them. And then, so as I was thinking, what am I going to tell them? But then I found this topic very good, that you came to this hospital, that was your first step of courage. So maybe you had given up, I will not be able to walk now. I will not be able to, because no arm, I will not be able to do anything. But you were told that you can come to this hospital and you can get these artificial limbs and that's going to help you. And you have come, so you took the first step of courage. And see, God has helped you. This point they liked so much. Yes, we kept the first step of courage. And now with God's help, we have got this. Even the owner of that hospital, he was all praise for those physically challenged people. That's so courageous they are, so courageous they are. And all the values also come in them. There's a very interesting, it's a fact, it is a real incident that once there was a race for those physically challenged children who were physically challenged, and they were to run a race. They all had artificial limbs and they were told to run, So what happened? They started running, of course, very, very slowly, and one of them fell down. And the other child saw that he has fallen down. He also stood to pick him up. Then the third one, he also stood to pick him up, to help him. And they all stood there. About 10 children were running. And all stood to help that child who had fallen down. And then what happened? Well, he stood up and they all joined hands and ran together. They didn't even remember that they were running a race. They didn't really think that they had to reach first. In a race, you run to reach first. But when one child fell, the other children forgot that they were running a race. It's not that, okay, he's fallen, let me run. But he showed that sympathy and he wanted to help. And the third person who was running, he said, what happened? And he also stopped. The fourth one stopped. And all of them stopped just to help that child because he was crying. You know, they're little children. And they had those artificial limbs. And then they all touched, all held hands and ran together. And all of them finished together. And what a big applaud for those little children, because they kept that courage. They didn't stop there. Even the child who fell didn't stop there. He got up and the others held his hand and they all went together. Now, of course, they are more brave than those who have strong legs. No? What do you think? What do you think? Huh? More brave in the sense that courage, which maybe those who were running a big race or whatever, 100 meters, 200 meters, whatever, they run and they have a lot of maybe ego of their strength, of their legs. And then, but if they don't come first, then they lose so much hope. They as if they're totally exhausted. Only the one who comes first or second or third, even amongst them, the one who comes third, he can become discouraged. Oh, I did not come first. And those who don't come first, second or third, they lose their courage completely. Some of them even go and commit suicide, you know, because they did not win. So, Baba says that, yes, you keep the courage. Never mind if you don't win now. It doesn't mean that you have to win at the first go. Doesn't matter. Don't lose your courage. Maybe the determination you have kept has not helped you much. But don't lose your courage, because Baba is there to watch you. Baba is there to help you. You know, today many youngsters, because they keep a lot of hope, but they are not able to fulfill their hope. Their parents, their elders, they keep a lot of hope in them, but they're not able to fulfill, and then they give up their own hope, and they, some of them, you know, youngsters, students, they go and commit suicide because they failed. But it doesn't matter. Life is more precious than anything else. But yes, more precious than life, because you may die, but don't give up your religion. More precious than life is your values. More precious than anything else in this physical world is the values of the soul. You know, that is why we say, if values lost, everything lost. Life is valuable only with values. At the cost of values, don't go for anything else. You know, people do that. At the cost of values, at the cost of peace, they go for wealth, they go for, you know, name, fame, but at the cost of their peace. At the cost of their health, they go for wealth. And that's what we say. Half the life, they ignore their health and go only for money, 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 money. And after half of their life is over and it affects their health, then all the wealth which they've accumulated, they have to spend that on their health. They have to spend on their health to get back their health. So that is why it is said that if wealth is lost, nothing is lost. Because you can get back any time, but health is more important than wealth. Because health lost once, it's very difficult to get it back. Even if you have a lot of courage, yes, but that same health will not come back. Because physically there is always degradation anyway in matter also. When an old man thinks that, I have to be young again, not possible. He has to accept it that now he's old. You know, many elderly people, how when they retire and then they don't know what to do. Because when they were in job and they're such an active life. But then once they retire, and they're no longer that active, they lose all their physical strength also. Everything is lost. And then they start regretting, you know, when I was 20 years old, when I was 40 years old, I used to do so much. Now I'm 70 years old, I can't do it, I can't do anything. You know, there's a very interesting thing, that in a human being has three very important wealth, important qualities. One is his physical energy. This is for the world, the worldly sense. Physical energy. The second is wealth, and the third is time. So when one is young, a small child, you know, now child has no wealth, no money, but he has a lot of energy and lot of time. So all the whole day is running, running, playing, 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 and mother running after him because so much energy he has and so much time, nothing else to do. Children only meant to play. So he has a lot of time and a lot of energy. But then when he grows up, he's earning money, then what happens? He's earning money, but gradually what's happening? That time, no time. Energy is there. Wealth is there, but no time. And then when he grows old, energy lost. Lot of time and lot of wealth, but no energy. So two things only they can carry. When one is young, lot of energy and lot of time. When one grows in that growing stage, lot of wealth and lot of energy, but no time. And when one is old, lot of time, retired now, and lot of wealth, but no energy. Now between the three, what is more important? Now you can't say, oh, no energy, no energy, and therefore lose all your spiritual energy also. No, spiritual energy is always there. Even in old age, like Dadi Janki, as we can say. And therefore, what is the key word to our success? What is the key? Determination. Because that inner strength lasts till the last breath, and that strength goes with the soul. It doesn't go with the body anyway. So that's what they say, that in this world, everything will be lost, but whatever karma you have done, that will go with you. So pay attention to your karma. But that karma also starts with the determination, all our values. So this is what we have to keep with us for becoming successful in life, or whatever Baba wants us to do. Om Shanti. We now sit to meditate, because meditation time has started, and Dadi will come at 7:00.